A proposal to make transgender students use the bathroom of their birth sex is back on track. But now there's a twist. The question is whether it'll be enough to satisfy critics in Tennessee and across the country. 2 weeks ago, the so-called bathroom bill seemed to be dead. Now its sponsor, Mount Juliet Republican Susan Lynn, has made a change that seems to have revived it. She still says boys should use boys' rooms and girls should use girls, but she now adds students should be able to appeal.
That's fair to everybody. And actually, it's probably much safer for anybody who might be transgender.
Safer, Lynn says, because it would give schools a chance to work with students to find the right accommodation, likely a unisex or faculty restroom. That amendment isn't the only thing swaying lawmakers. They've come under intense criticism from conservative activists for bottling up the bathroom bill. Some are also upset at the ACLU for getting involved in a transgender student's case in Sumner County. Chris Sanders of the Tennessee Equality Project, an LGBT rights group, says Lynn's amendment falls short. It requires transgender students to out themselves when they simply want to go to the bathroom.
So let's say you start a new school in your new gender identity. You don't want everybody knowing.
He also says the amendment won't stop the criticism piling up from businesses. Several say it smacks of discrimination, which will make it harder for them to recruit talented employees. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.